The book of Zechariah, chapter 8. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1, again, the word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very jealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy for her. God loves his people very much, which is why he is furious with those who have hurt him, and furious with those who lead his people astray. Jesus said it would be better to have a millstone hung around your neck and be thrown into the sea than to hurt one of these little ones who belong to me. So you are playing with fire when you hurt God's people, including all little children, because they belong to him. Verse 3. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the City of Truth and the Mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the Holy Mountain. God will return to Jerusalem and he will live in the temple like the old days. That's what he's saying. Verse 4, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with cane in hand because of his age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there, happy children, and people living to be an old age. That's the way God wants life to be. He wants children to be children. He wants them to be free to play. And God wants the elderly to be content with full lives. Verse 6. This is what the Lord Almighty says. It may seem marvelous to the remnant of this people at that time. But will it seem marvelous to me, declares the Lord Almighty? God says it's going to be so good that people will say it's too good to be true. But God says, I can do what's too good to be true. And therefore, it is possible. Verse 7, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will save my people from the countries of the east and the west. God scattered his people because of their sin. He will gather them after their punishment has run its course and his perfect justice is satisfied. 8. I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and righteous to them as their God. Christians are those who love and obey God. And God has promised to help his people and bless them. And this points to a time when evil has run its course, and God's spiritual Israel, the church, is enjoying good times with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a message of hope. Verse 9. This is what the Lord Almighty says. You who now hear these words spoken by the prophets, who were there when the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord Almighty, let your hands be strong so that the temple may be built. The prophets who encouraged the people to persevere and encouraged them with the word of God, those prophets were Haggai and Zechariah. You know, the Bible says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is the word of God that encourages people to do what is right. excuse me, verse 10, before that time, there were no wages for man or beast. No one could go about his business safely because of the enemy, for I had turned every man against his neighbor. They didn't start building the temple earlier because they were still being punished for their previous sins. Unemployment was high. There was no security from foreign enemies, and there was no security from neighbors either. 11, but now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as I did in the past, declares the Lord Almighty. So those were the old days, but things are changing for the better, says God. The people are returning to Israel. They are obeying God and rebuilding the temple, and as a result, God is doing good things for his people once again. 12. The seed will grow well. The vine will yield its fruit. The ground will produce its crops, and the heavens will drop their dew. I will give all these things as an inheritance to the remnant of this people. These are just some of the good things God will do for his obedient people. Obedience brings blessing from God. We see that again and again throughout the scripture. 13. As you have been an object of cursing among the nations, O Judah and Israel, so will I save you, and you will be a blessing. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong. God, through his prophet, encourages the people to keep doing what is right, because it will not be for nothing. When we do what is right out of love for God, God blesses in many ways. 14. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Just as I had determined to bring disaster upon you and showed no pity when your fathers angered me, says the Lord Almighty. Fathers refer to ancestors, both women and men. Verse 15, so now I determine to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid. Great words of encouragement from God. And the good that God intends to do includes the things mentioned back in verses 12 and 13. 16, these are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other, and render true and sound judgment in your courts. God says you must do these things. You must be people of high moral character. You must be fair and honest. And the judges must be just. In other words, God is saying live right. Common sense, decency. That's what the law of God is. 17, do not plot evil against your neighbor, and do not love to swear falsely. I hate all this, declares the Lord. God hates lies, and he hates it when people plan to hurt each other. He hates it because those things are sin. He hates it because those things destroy society. 17, actually, verse 18. Again, the word of the Lord Almighty came to me. So, Zechariah is getting another word from God. Verse 19, this is what the Lord Almighty says. The fasts of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals for Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace. The people fasted when they were in exile. God says, you're home again, so obey me and transform those fast days into feast days. God would rather have us obey him and enjoy life than disobey and then fast and pray to try to crawl out of the mess that we put ourselves into. 20. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Many peoples and inhabitants of many cities will yet come. And the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, let us go at once to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. I myself am going. And many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat him. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days, 10 men from all languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jew by the hem of his robe and say, let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you. Notice how true godliness attracts others to the Lord. These verses refer ultimately to spiritual Israel, which is the church, when God's people will serve the Lord from their heart, and as a result create a thirst for God and others who are looking for something real. And hopefully as Christians, that is how we are living. No, not everybody is going to want Jesus if we live a holy life. Most will not, but those who are hungering for something real, those who are hungering for truth, will be attracted to Jesus through us if we live a holy life. Next time, chapter 9. Thank you for spending this time with me. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.